The now infamous Danaher Death Squad did not fall by the wayside. They continued to thrive and adapt to the changing tides of submission grappling. With Danaher's somewhat secluded blue basement and evasive personality, the world was left to wonder just what this system was that Danaher was teaching and how he was always one step ahead of the next trend. Then Instagram happened. Piece by piece and day by day, the musings of Danaher on social media took form as he riffed on his ideas of Kaizen, control, entanglements, and the keys to improving in jiu-jitsu. As his post count inched up week after week, his thought process seemed to come into focus. Jiu-jitsu was a game of concepts, rules, maxims, and metaphors. The one who could organize and communicate them best as a unified theory would produce the best students. And while his thoughts on social media may be disjointed, there are enough of them now that they can be codified and organized in such a way that his system can be understood. At the very least, plenty can be gleaned from it. The first Danaher Diaries was a surprise hit, but the journey never ends. As John himself has said, you're only as good as your recent training. And while it may seem like John could only have so much to say, sometimes we need to hear things said in many different ways. Why else would world champions like Gary Tonon and Gordon Ryan continue to show up in the blue basement day after day? Even their skills are perishable. So, wherever you are now, sitting in your car before the gym opens, in a quiet moment with your morning coffee, or in the final moments before a good night's rest, get ready to bow in. Class is about to start. Chapter 1. Guard retention. One of the most exciting aspects of learning jiu-jitsu is that of developing strong attacks with submissions and sweeps slash reversals from bottom guard positions. Most people believe that in any combat situation, a person in top position will have an advantage over an opponent underneath them. It is very eye-opening to a beginner to see how powerful certain bottom guard positions can be if used well. However, even the best attacking abilities from bottom position will be of little value if you cannot maintain a guard position long enough to actually put them into operation. The bottom game of jiu-jitsu is entirely predicated on the idea that you must be able to engage your opponent with your legs, guard, if you are to be effective. If your opponent quickly passes your legs, you can't do anything from underneath until you recover your legs back between yourself and your adversary. If you have connection of your legs to your opponent, or at least alignment of your legs with your opponent, you can play an offensive game from bottom, but the moment he passes your guard, you are 100% defensive. As such, the ability to hold a guard position for extended periods of time against resistance is the single most important skill in building a foundation for offense from bottom position. While it may not have the sex appeal of submissions and sweeps, you won't be submitting or sweeping anyone from underneath if they pass your legs. So when it comes to developing bottom guard skills, everything starts with retention. Only when you have that skill will you be able to constantly attack and play an offensive game from bottom position. As long as you have your legs slash hips positioned between yourself and your opponent, you are a threat to him. As soon as he passes your guard, you are nothing to him but a target. Work hard on those unglamorous but essential retention skills. They will provide more value to your bottom game than any other and create a foundation upon which you can build a truly impressive set of bottom offense skills. Two different approaches to submission. I have always taught jiu-jitsu as the art and science of control that leads to submission. When it is time to enter submissions, understand that there are two general methods. The first is to emphasize speed of entry. The idea is to catch your opponent in a moment of vulnerability prior to his ability to set up strong defenses. The second is to get to a completed dominant position first. Your opponent recognizes the danger of the position and sets up strong defensive apparatus in response to the threat, and you employ a step-by-step dismantling of his defenses to get the breakthrough. The first relies upon your ability to sense opportunity